From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian national football team will play its 10th and final match of the third round in Group C of 2026 FIFA World Cup Asian qualifiers against Japan at Suita Football Stadium, Osaka, Japan, on Tuesday evening. Health coach of Indonesian national team Patrick Kluivert stated during the pre-match press conference in Osaka on Monday that the team is confident going into the match against Japan. He predicted that Indonesia versus Japan game would be an exciting one.
Both countries are already qualified, so we're happy for that. And although we're already qualified, and Japan as well, tomorrow will be a very nice game, I think, to see and to play for Joey, of course. We come with a lot of confidence. Japan is head of the group, the best team of the group, I think. So it will be a very nice game.
Although the match will not affect the standings for either team, Patrick Kluivert promised that the Indonesian national team would be giving their best effort to win. He also rotated players in order to continue finding the best squad composition. With the top spot in Group C, Japan has already secured a place in 2026 FIFA World Cup. Meanwhile, Indonesia has also advanced to the fourth round of Asian qualifiers for the tournament. World Accreditation Day, celebrated on June the 9th, 2025, carries the theme Accreditation Empowering Small and Medium Enterprises. The theme highlights the important role of accreditation in supporting the growth of small and medium enterprises so they can compete globally. Acting head of Indonesian National Standardization Agency, or BSN, Kristianto Widiwardono, said in a statement on Monday that the agency is committed to actively supporting the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises through this year's World Accreditation Day.
Melalui Hari Akreditasi Dunia.
Through World Accreditation Day, we are committed to continue and even increase our active participation in supporting the growth of micro, small, and medium enterprises through accreditation as part of conformity assessment, so they can grow and compete in the global market.
The National Standardization Agency, or BSN, encourages Indonesian small-medium enterprises to keep improving their product quality standards. Kristianto also noted that accreditation helps boost innovation, create jobs, and strengthen local communities. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And then the world service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, I'd like to say welcome to Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia for everybody. And you can listen to this broadcast on our website vonnews.id, the application RRI Digital, and also for people watching from the RRI Net channel. Welcome to our program, and today we'll be talking something related to Indonesia versus Japan, because we'll be having some insight from Indonesian fans out there who are going to watch the match. And also more things are coming up on our program, so make sure to stay tuned on at the World Service Voice of Indonesia.
menantang dunia, merayakan muda. Untuk satu jam saja kita hampir mati, dan kau selamatkan aku, dan ku menyelamatkanmu. Dan sekarang aku tahu sendirian. Jalani derita, kau bawakan kisahmu, aku mendengarkan. Oh, kita bergantian, bertukar nestapa, menawar trauma, datang seadanya. Teras ku terbuka, kita hampir mati, dan kau menyelamatkanmu. Sekarang aku tahu cerita kita tak jauh berbeda. But it's all back to the world. Sometimes I wanna hold. Aku sudah bukan menceritakan ke anak-anakku nanti bahwa aku pernah dicintai. Tapi tak sekalipun kisahku pernah kau bantah. Cerita kita tak jauh berbeda. But it's about the world. Sometimes I wanna pull. Kamu sudah bukan menceritakan ke anak-anakku nanti bahwa aku pernah dicintai.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
As I promised in the beginning that we're going to talk about Indonesia versus Japan, and now joining us from Zoom, right from Japan, is a fan of Indonesian national team, Ikhwan Sukardi. So, Ikhwan Sukardi, where are you right now? I saw a lot of people in there.
Yeah, I'm walking to the stadium now. I think approaching to the stadium around 200-300 meters. To the stadium.
Yeah.
And it is showering now.
Mm-hmm. It's showering right there, but I see the smile is not still leaving your face, right? So I would like to ask you from the very beginning. I mean, what is the story behind you coming there? Is it right that you come straight from Jakarta, sir?
Yes. I'm a big fan of
Okay. I think the bandwidth is quite low in there because of the weather, probably. Ewan, can you hear me? Okay, it seems that the connection might be facing some disturbances because of the weather in there, but from the video itself from Ewan, I can see a lot of people trying to watch it, and also people are walking together with Ewan. Like he said that he is walking to the spotlight in 300 meters, and I'd like to try again with Ewan. Ewan, can you hear me? I mean, I'm losing your voice now. Okay, it seems that we are losing him, but I would like to read you a little bit information that to make sure that a lot of supporters from Indonesia are coming to this event. Well, not only the fans, the Indonesian embassy in Tokyo and also Indonesian Consul General in Osaka, they invited the fans of Indonesian national team to watch the match at Suita Stadium, Osaka. But they are also invited to be not only the best supporter for Indonesian national team, but also the best representation of Indonesians. In which I quote from antaranews.com, it is stated that the embassy and also the consulate general is inviting all supporters to be following the local regulations, local norms that is applied in Japan, including keeping them clean. And it seems that around 5,000 supporters of Indonesia would be coming to this stadium to give a lot of support, of course, and to make sure that the supporters are getting support in maintaining the cleanliness. It seems that Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo is preparing so many hundreds of plastic bags that can be used by the supporters when watching the match. And I'm coming back with Ewan, so I know that the weather is kind of not friendly, but can you hear me, Ewan?
Yes, I can. Yeah,
okay. I'm sorry, we lost the connection. But can you tell us in a short version? Did you really come from Jakarta to Osaka directly?
Yes, I arrived last weekend, so I spent some days to see around the city, and now we are entering into the stadium to watch the Indonesian versus Japan team.
Okay, and are you going alone or bringing a lot of other supporters?
Actually, I'm now working with more than 100 Indonesian fans going into the
which is,
I think.
I see. So you're working with a lot of them, right? And
yeah,
I can see that a lot of people are wearing the red and white Indonesian. Well, I wish I have those clothing, a jersey too. Oh, we really need them in here in our studio. Before when the connection was cut, I got information that the embassy is encouraging the supporters to be making to be cleaning the place, and they said that they will be preparing plastic bags. What do you would like to say about this?
Yeah, I think it is a good idea, and I think we should learn from Japan. They did the same when we had a match in Jakarta, and everywhere they had match, they always do the same. I think we should learn from them.
It's a very, very nice habit, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very clean. I mean, the stadium itself.
Okay.
And the queue to the stadium itself, it's also very, well managed.
It's very well managed, right? I believe that you are around like 200 meters again to the stadium. And from what you see in there, could you show us and tell us What kind of things that Indonesian bring to there to unleaven the match itself? I mean, you are wearing the jersey, and what else that you bring to make sure that it is also more lively?
Yeah, we are not allowed to bring any big banner, but then I'm bringing my shell, Indonesian ones. And I see a lot of Indonesian fans also wear the same. And also Japanese supporters also do the same.
Okay. But can we say that when you're walking, you are not only with the Indonesian supporters, but along with the supporters of the Japanese team too?
Yeah.
I mean, we know that in Indonesia and also some of the places, sometimes the supporters of different groups can be a little bit, you know what I mean, right? And how is it in there? Is it friendly or just normal?
No, it's friendly. It's quite friendly because I think even I talked to one of my friends living here this morning, and they told me that. Last night there was a press conference held by the Japanese Football Association that they even confirmed that probably Indonesian supporters are likely more than thousand.
I see.
So they don't expect any whatever unnecessary action from Indonesian.
I see. And so far, how do you see the security around the place? Is it quite tight, or is it just normal?
It's quite relaxed, I think. Or even because I haven't. So if you look at the page where Indonesian fans are located, so we are approaching to this area and no security checks, unlike the big match. But I'm not sure whether when we are entering into the gate, probably there will be a security check.
Yeah, I do believe so, because we know that when you're approaching something, when you're approaching something, there will be more security in there. But and how do you feel right now about Indonesian national team? I mean, the Patrick Kluivert, the head coach, said it would be a fun match. He said it will be a fun match. And but how do you think about it? Will it be a very entertaining, also fun match, sir?
Yeah, I think for both teams, the result would not change their position. So for Japanese, I think because they are hosting this match, so it's very important for them to show to their supporters that winning is everything in their home. And for Indonesia, I think it would be also the same. And Patrick. Address. I mean, it's very important for us also to say secure this winning, if possible, because I would expect that because for Japanese, it won't change their positions, and probably they will play more to the second players of the team. So it would be a great game for both of the teams.
It will be a great time too. I wish too for the not only the team but also the fans of both Indonesia and Japan. And to end our short chit chat, I believe that you're approaching there, and of course there will be security. So Ikhwan, would you tell me? Yeah, what would you like to say to Indonesians in Osaka or even around the world in supporting Indonesia versus Japan?
Yeah, I think it is. A great opportunity for us to start to show to the world that we are entering into the next level of football this era. And I would expect that because we secure already the fourth place, and will enter into the fourth round, and hopefully we'll play better and we'll see in the next year World Cup final.
Yeah, we will see that. We also expect the same thing. Thank you very much, Ewan, for sharing with us. And I wish that the match will be enjoyable and the rain will maybe stopping so that you guys will not be drenched. Thank you very much, Ewan.
Okay, thank you.
And listen, that is Ewan Sukardi, an Indonesian national football team match who came directly from Jakarta to Osaka since last weekend, I meant, to make sure that he will enjoy and also support Indonesian national team. And we wish that this match will not only be about the World Cup qualifiers, but also it will be about the friendship between the two countries. And more from Indonesia still coming up next. Stay tuned on Editor World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Stop picking the wrong durian. People mostly say durian has strong smell and tastes weird, but chances are, you're getting the bad durian. To pick the best durian, you only need two steps. Step 1, check the stem.
Ini kalau teri jangan dibeli.
Good durians have soft and moist stem, not dry. Step 2, knock it off. Good durians sound lower when knocked. Additional step. Some seller allows you to get a taste from the durian you pick. If not good, just pick another one. Now you know how to pick the best durian, and of course you should.
bintang-bintang di sana.
Still related to Indonesia and Japan, but let's move on from the soccer. Let's go to the other more, can I say more? No, some similarly important relations between the two countries, in which our Indonesian Deputy Minister of Trade, Dia Hararo SD, is seeking stronger collaboration with Japanese business stakeholders to address the current obstacles affecting the global trade ecosystem. During a meeting with representatives of Japan-Indonesia Association, or JAPINDA, in Tokyo, Japan on Monday, she affirmed that Indonesia's steadfast commitment to a rules-based global trade system. And in an official statement too, ST emphasized that Indonesia would always push for constructive dialogue with relevant parties to identify solutions to trade challenge. And meanwhile, JAPINDA Senior Executive Director Norio Yamazaki highlighted that JAPINDA remains committed to elevating Indonesia-Japan ties through joint initiatives such as seminars, monthly publication about Indonesia, Indonesian language courses, and reciprocal visits.
Thoughts in the middle of the night, use my phone to shine a light. I walk to the bathroom, take a piss and reminisce of a future without kids, and it's sick, honest. Don't wanna read the news, but what am I supposed to do?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Besok sampai selamanya, kita buka mata bersama, melihat pagi yang berbeda dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang. Kini setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, tiga hari lah paling lama. Semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati ini. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku punya. Oh.
sang ibunda dan bapa.
In a moment, you will be listening to a story about Tari Topeng Next Generations.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana Mas itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His movements were firm, show strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human phase, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja,
well,
ya.
Other people is fine, but who is gurunya, his or her kan teacher? Coba. Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya. Ya, kita ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya? Ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mass dance, he has to develop Palimanan mass dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mass dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mass dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus Wani latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mass dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions. Describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sights and sounds. Across the beautiful nature. Feel for the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
All of my stuff's are gone. Thinking I cry alone, but no, I got it all wrong. Backyard I had, now flattened by the sand. I would say it is the end. Hundred songs that I wrote in front of precious wall that covers my room with lungs. All of my stuffs are gone. Thinking I cry alone, but no, I got it all wrong. Changes, I'm watching the distance. I don't ever wanna say goodbye. The lost house is empty, not a single sound I hear. Now it's time to really, really cry. I remember those bikes that park outside a small road. I hate when I have to reel.
I remember that time I left her in my arms embrace, and now she's grown with the world.
The house are not the home again. Everything changes, I'm watching the distance.
Of Indonesia.
bukan rencana sama apa nanti.
I'd like to thank you for the people watching from Adarinet channel for joining us, and you can listen to this broadcast on viewings.id and the application RRE Digital. Don't forget to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok VOI_official, and our YouTube channel VOI Official. And if you have something more to say and you want to get closer to us, you can also save our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. More from Indonesia is still coming up next, so stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINet.
Cinta takkan pernah usai, meski cinta dalam derita. Saat harapan yang gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di darah.
Aku kan di sini. Kenyataan harus kulalui, tak akan kulari walau memang pahit. Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Aku kan di sini,
dan aku di sini.
Kenyataan harus ku lalui, tak akan ku lari walau memang pahit.
Walau ku menangis, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan.
Tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai. Dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Empal gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
To you, they don't. Let's figure this together. It's cool. Layer after layer, no rules. Every emotion's a welcome. To think of a judge you, I won't.
I won't.
I won't. And I say it's okay to not be okay. Doesn't happen every day. Sun keeps shining.